Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Call us to dish your listing. We love to dish it. Dish, dish, dish. That's what we're here for. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that little dishy number is 888-723-4630.
So you were going to tell us what's happening.
What happening where?
You were going to tell us something after we came back from the break.
Give me a hint.
I think you said somebody had asked something on the chat board that you wanted
that's vaguely
to clear
familiar.
Up, but then there was something else, I think.
Let me go check again.
Okay.
What was that I said? Yes, of course. The new listing tool.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Six months or so ago, the selling team, after a long planning period, had created a new listing tool to replace the old Sell Your Item form, which has been around for 10, 12 years, really unchanged. And they came up with a great feature. It's really a great tool. Internally, we call it Cub. I don't know why, but that's what it was called. And they planned a release. So the release was, we never turn everything on full bright for everyone. It has to be an incremental release because that's part of the testing to make sure that everything's working. And because if something isn't working and it's been turned on full blast to everyone, it makes it really hard to roll back if there's an issue. So the incremental release made it up to 50% of all sellers. And then an issue came up and they had to stop. When they got past the 50, somewhere an issue popped up. They had to roll back that. And I don't know exactly what the percentage or numbers were, back to 50%. So some people were rolled into the test in their last few weeks only to find they were rolled out again. So it's note that it's just because they want to make sure the tool is working for everyone. An issue arose for somewhere in that group of people past 50%. So they rolled it back to the 50% who still have it. And as soon as they have determine what the issue is, they go back to the rollout. In the meantime, there is still the old form, and I agree, the new one is much more fun. But you can still list items. You just have to use the old one until they figure out what the issue is and can resume.
Oh, they're going to do away. I totally lost the meaning of this. You're talking about our wonderful our listing form that we're using now, if we have
sell your item,
the
good old sell your item page.
Okay, what was the glitch?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
but it was an issue that arose that required them for the new tool to roll it back to the 50%.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Because I sure do like that new listing tool.
Yeah, you still have it?
I think so.
I think I still have it too.
When I go this weekend to, since you told us that we could do that we could send out those sheets in a, an envelope.
Yeah, you should send them out.
Thick poly envelope.
Yeah.
We feel much better now about listing. We know now that we can afford to mail the darn thing out once we sell them.
I think, let me see what listing tool I get now. Cause I haven't listed anything afresh. I got the old one.
Oh.
It's all right. I don't mind the old one.
Okay.
Let me just make sure because I got to go through. I'm getting the old one.
They give it to me, then they take it back.
Well, would you rather not be able to list with it?
No, I want to be able to list with it.
Okay.
So, and is that what was on the chat board? Is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question. There's a lot of people, that were in that past 50%. Past 50% group and then had that rolled back. So,
All right. But they'll fix it and then we'll get it back. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we have some email for you.
Oh, I love email.
Okay.
I never get enough.
Name. Oh, boy. Don't even go there. Tim Hartwick from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Global Mart Plus. We know Tim. Hi, Griffin Lee. Using promotions with a quantity discount theme.
Yeah.
Unless I'm missing it somehow, I don't see a way to make an offer two-tiered. I want to give 10% off of two items, but 20% off of five items. I've made two promotions with each discount level and added all the same items to each promotion. But in the listings, it only shows the first promo of 10%. However, if you add five items to your eBay card, it shows and gives the customer the 20% off offer. It should show both offers on each listing instead of just the first one. This way they know without having to get lucky by adding the five items to their cart. He's got a point. Thanks.
Yeah, but
Tim,
you can change the display priority. So if you want one, let me understand this. He created two separate promotions. Is that what he said he did?
He said, I've made two promotions
right,
with each discount level and added all the same items to each promotion.
Right.
But in the listing, it only shows the first promo of 10%. So they don't know that if they buy five, they're going to get a 20% discount.
So check the display promotion, display priority. I think that may, for any active, I mean, you should be, if you have more than one active promotion running, on the main Manage Promotions page, there's a Display Priority box, and you can set which one to appear first. And if that isn't doing it, email me the details so I can send it off to Adi on his team, and he can take a look.
And that way, if it says 20% off, they don't know that they get 10% off if they buy two items. So you
yeah,
can still be in the same situation.
Yeah, I don't. We know you can display.
See what I mean?
Yeah. I think I do.
That could be something they might want to look at.
Let me just go to this create. So this was a order discount, not a shipping discount, order discount, right?
He said using promotions
right,
with a quantity discount theme.
Right, that's an order discount.
Okay. He doesn't see a way to make an offer two-tiered because you can only
can. No, you'd have to create two separate promotions.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. Tim, I hope we helped you out with that.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for sending us the email.
But you should be able to display both, I think, by using the display priority feature
mm-hmm,
if they're both live. If that isn't working, email me and I'll get more clarification from the team. There's always someone who wants to make the tool do something it can't do. Always something.
I know, but it also tells eBay what we want.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
well, people in hell want ice water.
That's true. Maybe they'll get it.
Choose a product line. Let me see if I can do this. Fashion apparel. I was going to try to do. Yeah, because you can do each offer, each promotion you set up is one parameter. So if you can't do like a tiered offer in one promotion, you'd have to create two.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Ed in Corning, New York, known as Ed's E-Threads, has a question.
Yes.
I have a question about the new defect policy.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding was that shipping was no longer held against sellers. Is this just for shipping time, or is it for tracking as well? The reason I ask is a friend of mine just lost his top-rated seller status for not having tracking. He lost it on the 20th for items that did not have tracking and sent in envelopes. Could you please explain this? Thanks, Ed.
Right. So it's not a matter of defect. So there are only the shipping requirements are not defects. I want to make that clear. But there are two metrics to which you need to watch if you're an eBay seller, and one is called the on-time shipping metric, and the other is uploaded tracking. All right, here we go. So on the fall seller update, this is talking about the new on-time shipping metric. And the way that it works is if for top-rated, there's two things that you have to have. And one of them is the new metric, which is called the maximum late shipment rate or on-time shipping. And you can have 3%. No more than 3% of your sales for the evaluation period where the item was late in either being shipped or arriving, but it's being shipped. And that's 3%. And then for all sellers to stay above standard, you have to have 7%. In order to qualify for top rated seller, one of the other requirements is uploaded confirmed tracking. So, and I think maybe people are finding that this is, this is a little confusing, but if you don't upload the tracking for 90% of your sales, if they don't have tracking uploaded, then you don't you'll lose the qualification for top-rated seller. So if you want to be a top-rated seller, you have to have tracking on at least 90% of all of the listings, of the packages you ship. So if you're putting things in envelopes, which doesn't have tracking, you will eventually lose or not your top-rated seller, or you won't be able to get it because there's no tracking.
What kind of envelopes are there no tracking on?
Well, I'm saying if he says envelopes, I'm sure what he means is he's sending these U.S. mail.
In a
US
little
first
tiny
class.
Envelope.
No, no, not little tiny. He's sending them with stamps. He's sending them first class mail as a first class package. First class mail is, you know, the mail service, and that's not tracked. Does that make sense?
Thanks. So.
If not, ask me again. Okay. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, BOLQ, 888 Radio 30. Don't miss another moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business, so every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 377.
Pictures can make or break your listing. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this tip on taking good pictures from your phone.
When you go to put your item, focus it, and on an iPhone, there's going to be a little square. And you touch that, you tap that square, and where you're going to tap that is to the point you want the most focus on. You tap right where that is, and that's going to clear up all your photos. The most problem I see with people is they take their photos too fast, and that's why they're really blurry. But use that tap feature, and you'll be blown away.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by CampaignGo, three powerful tools that turn insight into revenue. It's you we want to chat with, even if it's impossible for me to speak. So call us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. I am unapologetically older, and I mess up all the time.
It's probably not about older. It's probably about
tired. My eyes are bad.
The things we've got with our mouth, what do you call it? Bell's palsy. Because every now and then, even my lips twitch a little bit because I had it back in 1995.
Yeah, mine too.
Thank God it went away. But every now and then I feel a twitch. You too? A little twitch?
Oh, I've got everything's wrong with me from head to toe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told you the title of my autobiography, right?
Which is?
Everything Hurts.
Oh, God. Well, you're riding that bike and
I rode
stuff.
It in
that
today.
Should help you.
I have to tell you, this is the strangest thing has happened to me. And I, first I bought some, pannier bags for my bike on eBay to make it relevant so I can put more stuff on the back of it. Cause this cargo bike, it has so much space. I can actually carry someone on the back. Probably not a big boy, but somebody, you know, maybe it's somebody thin. I actually dream about riding this bike at night now. I love the ride.
Really?
I do the same route. And I just, the last 2 days I haven't been able to ride because, well, there was the meetup and I needed to have my car so I could go to Costco and buy stuff for the folks to eat. And then yesterday there was just the way the scheduling was working. I just couldn't. And for 2 days I couldn't ride my bike. And I was really feeling deprived. And today is a beautiful, sunny, cool day, and I got out there early this morning, and I got everything ready and and it takes me, it's like putting on your makeup for me to get my bike ready, because there's all these little accessories and accoutrement, like I have a little mirror on my glasses so I can see behind me, and I have my helmet, my bags, and I have to put the battery in the bike and turn it on, and I have my accessory bag
Howie
in the front.
Howie needs to take a picture.
Yeah?
We need a picture.
We'll get a picture.
We need one.
Then I put my helmet on, and I love that ride. I have so much fun riding my bike.
And it's so good for you.
It's so good. Even electric bike, you still work.
Oh, yeah.
So I just use pedal assist, so I'm still pedaling, but I'm not, like, ruining my knees going uphill, so.
Well, we're going to be dishing a listing, but I'm thinking maybe we need to wait until the top of the hour to dish the listing.
I think that's a good idea.
But, you know, we have about 5 minutes. You think we could do your what to do with your store and everything, your eBay business?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Because Linda from Phoenix, Arizona, known as Ice Purple, on eBay, is going on vacation and she's concerned about her rating.
Well, let me go through this. We can do it. So for single sole proprietor sellers on eBay, an extended, like say 3 or 4 day stay away can have an impact on your business. And there's a lot to consider. So do you shut down your store? Do you keep it open? Do you hire someone? Do you change your handling times? Well, you can do all of those in separate options. So here they are. I've nailed these down to 3 options, and they include step plans as well. And these should cover just about every seller who needs to close their store or go away. And these 3 scenarios, as they are with these plans, will help you determine which one would work best for you. So the first scenario, you're a sole proprietor. You're top rated, no assistants, you're not going to hire any, and your inventory is stored at your location, and you want to continue offering one-day handling. So given that you have some time to plan for your absence, say like if you're going to eBay Open in July, your safest bet is to put your store on full vacation mode for most of your stay away. You can learn how to do it if you search on the help and contact pages for store vacation. This will hide all your fixed price listings from search and from purchase, even for those buyers who have a few of their items on your watch list. And they won't be able to purchase them until you turn the store back on. Note that this does not cover any auction format listings you have going at the time you close your store. Those will always be available, and they're not hidden by vacation mode.
So you should plan in advance to not have any auctions.
Right. So the scenario one, this is what I call it. Here's the step plan. First, start planning financially. So, for example, if you know you're going to have to close your store for 4 days, start putting funds aside to make up for the 3 or 4 days of no income from your closed store. You should start doing this now. List auctions to end no later than, for the event, July 8th. This will give you ample time to accept payment for sold auction listings and ship them out well in advance of your leaving for the event. Put your store on full vacation mode the day before you're scheduled to leave for Las Vegas. Don't wait till the very day. Wouldn't it just be like a buyer to purchase something as you're going out the door? You don't want that to happen.
No.
Step number 4, you create the away message during the store vacation process, and it will automatically be sent in response to any customer inquiries. Check your messages while you're in Las Vegas for any possible return requests or queries or questions from a buyer who purchased prior to you leaving from Las Vegas so you can answer them quickly. And for return requests, you can wait safely till you get back for the return, and then you don't worry about time there. And then six, this last step of this is from the event, take your store off full vacation mode a day before you're scheduled to leave your location, in this case, Las Vegas, if you're traveling back to your business location. This will help capture buyers during your travel day, and you can fulfill their purchases the next business day if you provide one-day handling. And remember, there are two vacation modes, and it should be very clear on the page, and maybe it could be clearer. One will only display a message on top of all your listings, and this setting alone will not hide your listings. The other option is
still buy, right?
Right.
Oh.
You want to display and hide for full vacation mode. And we'll do the other two in sometime in the next hour. But that's probably the most common one. We'll see you in our third hour right after this. This is Ask Griffin Lee.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.